Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Top of the hour brought to you by Toro Snowblowers. For grizzly winters, you need a Toro Power Max snowblower. It's a beast on the snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro.
Do you want to know what's going on at 1265 Lombardi Avenue? What's next for the Pack? Let's check in with our Green and Gold insider, Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press-Gazette. Brought to you by Thomas Morola Law Offices. Divorce, child custody, and other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Morola. Online at morolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
Ryan Wood joins us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. And I guess first things first, your thoughts on this Aaron Jones injury that seemingly came out of nowhere, Ryan Wood.
Yeah, you know, it sounds a lot like it was an abundance of caution from the Packers medical staff. Aaron Jones said today that he didn't feel the calf tighten until yesterday. That was the first time. And they decided right then and there to pull him. Okay, you got something that's not 100%. You take some time off the field. Aaron Jones said today that he feels confident that he can play on Sunday. However, what do we know about the Packers medical staff is that they are nothing but cautious. One possibility, and it wouldn't surprise me at all if this is what they do, is, you know, Aaron Jones is listed as questionable, is if they keep him active, they don't inactivate him for game day, keep him on that game day roster, but don't play him much, if at all. This could be an A.J. Dillon week. And so that I don't think that'd be a surprise at all if Aaron Jones was greatly, greatly diminished in his role, in his touches this week just because of that calf. They've been talking about wanting to get A.J. Dillon on the field more. This could be a good opportunity for that. And then, you know, if they find themselves in a surprisingly close game against the Texans, a team that they should roll up. I mean, this is not a not a week that it should be a close game, but if it is close, you at least have Aaron Jones in the fourth quarter or second half, whatever it might be, to take some more snaps and to, you know, in a close game, kind of push you over the hump. But this is not a Texans team that the Packers should need Aaron Jones to beat. And so I think it'll be very interesting to see what Matt LaFleur and this medical staff decides to do.
Well, let me ask you this, maybe project out. How does this change the Packer offense? Maybe no Bakhtiari, let's just say he doesn't play, no Aaron Jones, and then you would go with, I'm assuming, Jamal Williams, A.J. Dillon, and maybe Ricky Wagner at left tackle. How does that change what they want to do offensively?
But first of all, I'd be really surprised if Rick Wagner was left tackle. I would be really surprised if that's the move that they made. I would think it's more likely, and this is just a guess, but I would think it's more likely they move Billy Turner to the left side, or they even kick out Elgton Jenkins, than put Rick Wagner there. Either if you move Billy Turner to left tackle, you can put Rick Wagner where he's way more comfortable, which is right tackle. And granted, Billy Turner has not had a lot of success. He struggled at left tackle, particularly when he was at the Miami Dolphins earlier in his career. But he's been playing really, really well. His win percentage is very high. It's the highest on the offensive line at this point, I believe. He's playing really well, and he has some level of experience in this league playing left tackle, at least, which is more than you can say for anyone else on this offensive line. So it also diminishes the moves. I mean, you just move Billy Turner to left tackle and put Rick Wagner at his comfort spot, right tackle, keep Elgton Jenkins there. The interior's intact. The way that teams really approach offensive line machinations is that they want to make the fewest moves possible. You want right. your best five up front, but you also want the fewest moves to get to that best five as possible so everyone's comfortable. I would be a little surprised if that's not the way they go. As far as, you know, the backfield, hey, A.J. Dillon hasn't gotten a lot of opportunities, but he's looked pretty good when he has. So it'll be very interesting to see how he plays. Jamal Williams, probably a larger role. The one where it would certainly hurt is not having Tyler Irvin or Aaron Jones to do those jet sweep motions, that pre-snap, which is a big part of this offense. I don't know who they fill that role with, but everyone else, I mean, it'll work itself out. Hey, the good news, they're playing a defense in the Texans that are averaging 30 points allowed per game and have allowed 30 points in four of their six games. This is a good week to have some issues on the offense.
Well, I think that position will be Shepherd if he's available. He'll be your move guy. But, you know, the Packers also defense, speaking of giving up 30, if Savage can't play, because I think he's going to be doubtful, then who would even – I don't even know if they have – then if King can't play, those are two prominent positions, two starters out of your secondary. So they're going to have to do a lot of rotating in and out of that and just kind of piecemeal it together.
Yeah, you're going to see Josh Jackson again, and you're going to see Will Redmond on the back end.
Oh, man. Where's my Metamucil? Because the last two games.
That's all they got.
But I'm just saying, though, Sullivan got to figure out it. They got to do something with him. And Raven Green, they may want to put him up top. But I will say this, Ryan. The play calling for the Texans, they've been very fluid since O'Brien is gone. So this may be a game they like to match up with, you know, their receivers, Fuller and some of these other guys. But I want to ask you about some gossip. Have you heard anything about this J.J. Watt talk? Now, I know Packer News just kind of put it out there as well. What have you been hearing about? I know it's just talk right now, but have you been hearing anything about that from the Packers? Because I don't have. Did anybody ask LaFleur about it?
No, he wasn't asked anything about that today. Okay, okay. And unfortunately,
yeah, but it's just gossip.
They don't peel back the curtain too much on what's happening in that front office, as you know. But it makes some sense. It's not a slam dunk. He's 31, J.J. Watt, and he hasn't played more than 8 games in the season since how long? Like 15 or something like some close to that.
17, I think it was.
Been
a couple of years.
The wear and tear is real with him, especially at this point in his career. With that said, he's J.J. Watt. You know, and
right.
Let's face it. I mean, other than receiver, where's the most glaring hole on this entire roster? And that's a number two guy to Kenny Clark on the interior defensive line. They don't have anything closely resembling that. J.J. Watt would give him that. There's no question J.J. Watt would give him that. So he makes sense, not just because of the Wisconsin connection. He makes sense from a standpoint that he fills a big need with a proven commodity that could really make a big difference in elevating this team at a time when you look around the league and a lot of other contenders are making moves to elevate themselves on the field. We'll just have to see, but you know, I don't think it's a slam dunk. It depends on the price. It always depends on the price with these types of decisions, but especially in this case, because J.J. Watt, the wear and tear is very real with him, and that the salary is high. There's a lot of other factors to consider here.
Yeah, we're talking about $17.5 million next year in the last year of his deal and what you would have to deal with J.J. Watt. And that obviously is something to be considered. But the one thing we were talking about yesterday, Ryan, and I think it's very real, and that is the reaction from inside that locker room when they find out he's on his way, and the reaction from inside that locker room when he walks into the room and Aaron Rodgers and Kenny Clark and Za'Darius Smith all realize he's now on your team. You want to talk about a confidence boost and from the front office of, hey, we're serious. Like, we're going to try and win this thing. It would be a huge deal for that Packers locker room, I think.
I get it. I'm with you. I'm not here to poo-poo the idea. I mean, it's got to be intriguing to this front office because he has not just what he brings on the field, but the gravitas off the field as well. He great for the locker room. It would be a signal to this team that, hey, this is the year. You're going for it this year, right? There's a lot to like about the move. I'm just, you know, that $17.5 million owed next year, that's a lot of money for a team that has four premier free agents that are having their contracts expire this season. I mean, we've talked for months now about David Bakhtiari, Aaron Jones, Kevin King, and, oh, by the way, Corey Lindsley as well. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to add that kind of salary. At some point, the logjam is too much. I'm not, you know, and even with the cap manipulation that goes on in this league, the cap manipulation that the Packers could very, very much do to fit more of those guys on their books, at some point it does become a lot. So it's a really intriguing idea for a lot of good reasons. At the end of the day, it's also not fantasy football. There are other considerations to make, and it'd be really fascinating to see if that is something that intrigues this front office or not.
Could this team be without Preston Smith as well this week?
I would be surprised. What is he? He's a shoulder on the injury report, limited in practice this week, questionable. I've been surprised before because it's frankly a guess with this medical staff, and usually you err on the side of caution of a guy not playing. But I would tend to be surprised. It's possible, but I would be surprised.
Talking with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette here on The Fan. Ryan, time for prediction time, buddy.
Here we go.
Considering half this roster may not play, I think it makes it a little bit more difficult. But what do you got?
41-24, Packers. The Texans are a terrible football team. The Texans are a hot, hot mess of a football team.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. What Greg Cook said.
All right. Well, that makes me feel a lot better. That's a roll out the helmets game. 17 points right there.
Pretty much it is. Don't do that, Steve.
Yeah, he did it. I didn't do it. I didn't make my prediction yet. I didn't roll out the helmets. He rolled out the helmets.
I don't want you to say it. Don't be
yelling at me. He did it.
Don't say it.
It's not my fault. Ryan, thanks so much for coming on, my friend. Have a good weekend.
All right,
thanks, Woody.
There he is, Ryan Wood on the Great Midwest Bank hotline. Of applying for a home renovation loan has you feeling anxious?
Anxious.
Breathe. And let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com. Coming up next, 4 o'clock hour, what does the Packers defense need to do to earn your confidence back? That's a tricky question. We'll get your answers next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.